the Aruch Lanier, in his Sefer in Hazinu, the Minchas Ani, in the year 1871, gave a famous Shabbos Shuva drasha. And in it, he spoke about a year when, historically speaking, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So he says, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Tezayim Abed, Rabbi Yitzchak's statement that any year you don't hear the shofar being blown, it ends in misfortune. So he shows that the years of Churban Bayis Rishon and Sheni, that was the year when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, presumably he's saying because they didn't blow shofar that year. On the other hand, he also points out that if you do a proper tshuva, you observe Shabbos properly, it could be a good time also, because he shows that that was the year the Mishkan was built, and also Klai Yisrael got kapara for the sin of the golden calf. So in fact, he discusses there the Minchas Ani, because first there's a discussion, the Rishonim, it's like, what do you mean, how do you reconcile? So when the Gemara says a year you don't hear shofar, it could be a year that ends in misfortune, Rabbi Yitzchak said. But what do you mean? But the Bavli says that the rabbi said not to blow shofar, so that wouldn't make any sense. In other words, why would they tell you not to blow shofar if it's going to lead to misfortune? So some Rishonim point out, Einachinami. Right, we're not talking about that. We're talking about really on a year that a person's, when Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week, and then you don't hear shofar, you're honest from hearing shofar, you couldn't get a shofar, then it's a bad year. But when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so then it's okay. So the question is, like, what's the difference? If onus rachmana patri, so the Meshech Chachma points out, because shofar is like a tavlin, it's like a refuah. So if you don't take the medicine, whether you take it on purpose or it never gets there, you're not going to get better. So if you're honest, so therefore it's not going to help. So the question is, why would Rosh Hashanah fall on Shabbos be better according to those Rishonim? So Darach Lanier explains, because what's the reason for the shofar? The shofar is Akedas Yitzchak, it's the Mesiras Nefesh of Klai Yisrael. So therefore, so what are we to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Look, you know, we're going to be Moser Nefesh. We're going to give up our shofar because we're afraid, because one Yid might not keep Shabbos, they might come to carry, we're going to give up the mitzvah of shofar. So therefore, why is shofar so good? Because it shows our Mesiras Nefesh. So we'll show God, you know, even though we don't have shofar, but we'll Moser Nefesh for Shabbos, Shabbos will be a protector. And in fact, that's why he gives a mashal, where there's a king who called in a soldier, did something wrong, an officer, and he was going to, and then they were going to have a basin and decide his fate. And his wife came with him, and she was much zachain in the eyes of the king, and she let, and the king let the soldier go. And something similar happened. So another soldier said, let me bring my wife. In this case, the soldier got his head chopped off. So what was the difference? So the Aruch Lanier gives the mashal, he says, because the first husband treated the wife properly. So therefore, you're going to bring your wife to come to protect you. And she was matzachain, and he saw how nice he was to the wife. It wouldn't be fair to the wife, so the wife was the protector. But here, in the second case, there was an abused wife. She came because the husband made her come. And when they saw scars on her face, and they realized she was beaten. So therefore, he was killed. So So Sim, what's the Nimshu? The Nimshu is also Ish. So when a year when Rosh Hashanah doesn't fall, when a year when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos and we don't pull shofar, so what do we have to protect us? Shabbos. So if Shabbos is protecting us, so if like the first wife, the first husband who treats his wife very well, we treat the Shabbos very well, very particular, so then we have if Shabbos is the medicine, then if we keep Shabbos, Shabbos is going to help us. But if we don't keep Shabbos, then Shabbos won't be able, the merit of Shabbos won't be able to protect it. That's why specifically this year, Shabbos Shuva, it's a particularly special Shabbos Shuva, because now we could, if we're more nizir and we keep Shabbos properly, the Shabbos will take the place of the shofar this year. And hopefully it will lead to a year similar to where the Mishkan was built and where Christ shall achieve atonement for the sin of the golden calf.